Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Kerri at KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Turning now to some political news from our region that has surprised some members of Congress from both sides of the aisle. House Speaker in Wisconsin, Congressman Paul Ryan, has announced today that he will not seek re-election to Congress. Here's part of what he said at a press conference just a few minutes ago.
You all know that I did not seek this job. I took it reluctantly, but I have given this job everything that I have. And I have no regrets whatsoever for having accepted this responsibility. This has been one of the two greatest honors of my life. The job provides incredible opportunities. But the truth is, it's easy for it to take over everything in your life. And you can't just let that happen. Because there are other things in life that can be fleeting as well. Namely, your time as a husband and a dad, which is the other great honor of my life. That's why today I am announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future.
We're bringing in NPR politics editor Domenico Montanaro for some insight on this, and he joins us from D.C. And Domenico, welcome. It's good to have you on the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
What's it really about?
Well, Paul Ryan, you know, has had something of an uneasy tenure as Speaker. He never really wanted this job, and he noted that today. He said, "You all know I did not seek this job. I took it reluctantly." And the fact of the matter is, Paul Ryan has had a difficult time corralling what John Boehner used to call the getting 218 frogs in a wheelbarrow to be able to pass
That's
legislation.
Another version of herding cats, I take it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, except they jump around and they're not even, they're probably not even as easy to pick up. So it's always a difficult job. Ryan took the job to run for it because almost nobody else was seen as able to get enough votes. He never was comfortable in it. He's not comfortable in Washington as under President Trump's leadership, seeing what Washington is like. He was critical of President Trump during the campaign, although he swallowed much of that criticism to try to pass conservative legislation. He got through a major tax cut bill, but not much progress on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, the deficit, or entitlement reform. In fact, the deficit has only gone up. Tax reform, taxes, that's something that he's been devoted to for his entire career. Now that that's done, a lot of people wondered if he would leave because he's 48 years old. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who, if he wants a future as a potential presidential candidate at some point, it's best to get out of the way of the spotlight, especially right now where the spotlight can do almost nothing but hurt your favorability and approval ratings.
Let me come back to the presidential thing in just a minute, but I wonder if some of this criticism about his ethics and his principles being at odds with the way, you know, President Trump, as the standard bearer of the Republican Party, wants to run things, if some of that got under his skin. I mean, he it seems positioned himself as somebody who was a bit above the nitty-gritty politics of D.C., and he was getting dragged into that.
Well, he was always uncomfortable with kind of the way President Trump did things. You know, he's a very careful messenger. You know, Democrats don't agree with him. You know, you saw Nancy Pelosi's statement, the former House Speaker, who's now minority leader and hoping to become House Speaker again if Democrats take back the House in the fall, saying that he was certainly an avid advocate for his perspective. You know, that's what she was able to come up with when it came to Ryan. So the fact is, Democrats may not agree with what he was advocating for, but he was certainly a controlled messenger, not somebody who's going to be out tweeting ad hoc, you know, criticisms of other people like President Trump does. He didn't mention President Trump in his goodbye.
Hmm.
I don't think that there's, you know, maybe, you know, some kind of major tension between the two. President Trump tweeted out praise for Ryan. He said that he's truly a good man. And while he will not be seeking reelection, he'll leave a legacy of achievement that nobody can question. I think we can question it, honestly, as I think I did at the top. But I think that they found a way to work together. I don't think Ryan was always personally comfortable with the president.
So this explains why yesterday, as I was watching some of the tweets from some of the political reporters in D.C., there was talk about who was positioning themselves, like Kevin McCarthy and others,
right,
to take over if Paul Ryan did not stay as speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that he was fundraising or at some fundraising event. Was it in Texas as recently as last weekend? So
sure.
How long has this been building?
You know, there's been rumors for some time that Paul Ryan could step aside for a lot of the reasons that I'd laid out before, especially
Wait a minute. Step aside from being speaker or
from
leave
speaker.
Congress altogether?
Either way.
Okay.
You know, he noted today that he's been there for 20 years and that he wanted to spend more time with his kids and that, you know, he did note, and I think that he's genuine on this, his father died when he was 16 and his daughter just turned 16. And I think that that does hit you as a father, you know, how much time you can spend with your kids. But if he was getting a lot done in Congress, it might be a different situation. So
he represents this district in southeastern Wisconsin. He's already facing challenges from two Democrats. Now look at the overall congressional field and tell me what this means in the larger picture.
Well, look, Democrats need 24 seats to take back the House, and Ryan's district is certainly going to go on that map. You know, in any kind of a wave year, those kinds of lean Republican or lean Democratic districts are ones that are going to suddenly become in play, especially when an incumbent, with all their advantages of money and ground game and name recognition, once they leave and there's an open seat, those seats become more difficult to maintain. And Ryan's seat is not as locked in as a lot of people think.
Right.
You know, it's only really like a +5, +6 Republican district. And in a wave year, those can be the kinds of seats that can go. Now, look, there's a lot of wind at Democrats' back right now when it comes to enthusiasm, when it comes to all of these retirements. It's a record number of retirements for Republicans in the modern era. So would Ryan's, you know, retirement really make all that much difference if he were to lose? I mean, not if he were to lose, but if this seat were to go? Maybe not, because if that wave is that big, then it might not have meant all that much.
Domenico Montanaro is with us. He's NPR's lead editor for politics and digital audiences, and we're talking to him about the news this morning, confirmed by House Speaker Paul Ryan himself in a press conference, that he is finishing his term and leaving Congress in January of 2019. You know who's probably alarmed by this is Scott Walker, Domenico, because, yeah, I'm sure you saw the tweets, because he is running for reelection as governor. His races have been fairly tight, and he's really worried about what you've been talking about as a blue wave. How much attention will you be paying overall to what's going on with Wisconsin in the midterms?
Oh, sure. You know, this is one of those states that even at this, it's, you know, in the Supreme Court currently awaiting a decision.
Well, that's right.
On gerrymandering. There.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, Wisconsin has always plays a key role. Now, I don't think Ryan is somebody who would primary somebody like, you know, Scott Walker or something like that. But I, you know, Scott Walker, as far as his own ambitions, he's survived a lot. You know, he had 3 elections in 5 years, and that, you know, makes it a very difficult thing to kind of to be able to maintain that seat when this kind of wind is at the other party's backs. I mean, you look at Democrats in 2010 losing 63 House seats,
wow,
governor's races all across the country, which really is what set up Republicans to be able to redistrict a lot of these districts in after the 2010 election in 2011 to be able to do that. So this is a huge election to lay the groundwork for 2020 and 2021's redistricting after the census is conducted in 2020.
If you have a quick question for Domenico, you could tweet it in. It's at Carrie NPR, and I'll let you know that 11 o'clock we'll also talk with Catherine Pearson. She's an expert on Congress about what this means for congressional makeup and what this might mean for the district itself. I want to come back to what you said, Domenico, about Ryan's ambitions to be president and why it might be advantageous to get out of Congress and spend some time back in Wisconsin. Why?
Well, look at all of the leaders in Congress and their favorability ratings. You know, Nancy Pelosi is in every Republican ad across the country. You know, and Democrats will say, well, that's not her fault. But they become lightning rods. You know, every single one of them do. You know, Mitch McConnell is the lowest rated Kentucky politician, even though he keeps winning reelection. But he is not looked upon in a positive light. And that's not that surprising when most people in the country don't think Congress gets all that much done. They think that there's too much partisanship, and they blame the leaders on both sides for not working in a more bipartisan fashion. So if you're 48 years old, you lay under the radar, maybe President Trump loses re-election and he can come through in 2024. Well, that's not a terrible place to be in.
Domenico, thanks for turning this around so quickly for us. We
appreciate
you're so welcome. It. Yeah. Domenico Montanaro with us, NPR's lead editor for politics, giving us his take on Congressman Paul Ryan's decision today to leave Congress in January of 2019.